The executive director of the Animal Nutrition Association of Canada says the planned modernization of regulations governing the manufacture of feed in Canada promised to clear the way for the approval of new types of feed ingredients that will benefit animal health and the ability to outline those benefits on product labels. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
The first draft of planned modernized regulations governing the manufacture of feed in Canada is expected to be made public this coming winter, with the regulatory changes likely to be phased in between 2021 and 2023. Melissa Dumont, the executive director of the Animal Nutrition Association of Canada, told those on hand in Saskatoon for Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2019, the changes are intended to bring Canada in line with the rest of the world in terms of animal nutrition.
Antimicrobial changes did come into place on December 1st, 2018, and so those are some of the changes that we've been working with for the past year now. And as well, some of the changes that are slowly occurring through policy are the change around recognition of different types of feed ingredients. So specifically around gut modifiers, and so ingredients that actually work within the gastrointestinal tract of the animals, and mycotoxin detoxifying agents, which help us manage the risk of mycotoxins in feed and in grains, and as well products that help control salmonella in feed. So these are all policy changes that are occurring currently, and we are looking forward to having products approved in the next few years that fall within these categories. And as we look to the future, really it's regulatory modernization. And so, you know, the policy changes are occurring and have occurred, but the big show will be once we have new regulations. The Canadian feed regulations currently date back to 1983, and so it's time for us to modernize those regulations and ensure that we are in line internationally with our competitors.
Dumont says feed manufacturers are pleased with the progress that's being made and are looking forward to having the ability to provide Canadian swine producers the same feed ingredients and the same feed products that their competitors across the world have access to. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.